Blog Talk Radio.
In December, every sign has its own mode. I was in love with the Sagittarius. See the emotions he put me through. From Capricorn to Aquarius, they all got their different minds. The affection of a Virgo, which sign matches good with mine?
I was in love with the Sagittarius. He blew my mind. He also had a flip side, too much like a Gemini. He was freaking like a Taurus, the way he handled me, yeah. Flirtatious like an Aries, which sign is best for me?
Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini.
Oh,
Good evening, citizens of Earth.
Welcome, humans.
I merely tell you that the future of your planet is at stake.
We have to ask you to try to stay calm, and it's important for everyone not to panic.
I am authorized to assure you that so far there is no reasonable cause for alarm.
Listen, do you hear? It's getting closer.
We have come to visit you in peace and with goodwill.
We work for a highly funded yet unofficial government agency. Our mission is to monitor extraterrestrial activity on Earth. We are the men in black.
You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good.
What's happening? This is Coach Kyer, and you are now walking with the best. You know.
It's awesome, baby.
As only I can do it. This is Coach K Radio. Blasting in your ear holes, baby. Eargasms on top of eargasms on top of multiple eargasms. I'm making your headphone wet and your Bluetooth flutter. You know, if you listen anywhere in the world right now, whether it's live and direct or whether it's on the download, know that Coach K loves you. Yeah, this is the only place you can call in and run off the gate. Somebody talking about they love you, and not love you for what you can do for me, but love you because of just who you are and accepting you for who you are. So I appreciate you for tuning in to Zoom In tonight. It's going to be another epic show. This is one of them impromptu HNIC. When you the HNIC, you throw a show up when you want to. When you free to do what you do because you love it, then you show up a show when it's necessary. You know, you ain't got to wait for somebody to say, well, you know, you can only come on the radio on these nights or whatever. This is why the book is called Pay the Cost to Be the Boss. I should just, like, do a whole line about paying the cost to be the boss for people who, like, got all kind of issues and problems about working for Mr. Charlie and working their 9-to-5. And they're like, man, I want to be more like you. Well, you got to pay the cost to be the boss. You can't just think that you can just sit there and Mr. Charlie is going to give you a plan to be free. You know, when you're going over here investing your money into systems that will create passive streams of income, that won't work. The first thing that you got to do is learn how to change your mind. And how do you change your mind? You got to change your diet. And I'm talking about, like, what are you consuming as far as what are you reading? Are you watching too much TV? Are you always reading the newspaper and getting bad news? Do you feel that the country is in a recession and there's no opportunity for you? Well, I got something for you tonight for free. That's right, for free. Me, myself, not only am I a professional astrologer, but I am also a professional hustler. I understand the value of hard work on a professional level, taking it from the streets to the suites, and I am your personal GPS success coach. All you got to do is follow directions. So the first thing I have for you tonight, everyone listening, is a free manual to deprogram and reprogram how you think about what is valuable, all right? A lot of people always come out, I got to grind for my shine, and I want this, and I want to get that. Has anybody ever told you that dollars want you? Just think about that for a second. We always talk about how we want money. But has anybody ever came to you and said, you know what, you're not supposed to want money because money actually wants you. Dollars want you. And the name of it, that's the name of this book, Dollars Want You. And I want to give it to each and every person listening tonight. Just go over to HustleUniversityBooks.com. Simple. Type it in, HustleUniversityBooks.com. Put your email address in. Hit submit. Pow. The book will be in your back, in your inbox, just seconds later. It takes about 45 minutes to read this book. It's only 57 pages. I think it was written in like 1905 or 1911. It will change how you think. A lot of the information that has been given to us has been what I call the three P's, piss-poor programming. That's what 666 is. When you turn the sixes over, PPP, piss poor programming. So you got to deprogram before you can reprogram. You see what I'm saying? So please start with the value and the monetary, because a lot of us have this old school, poor righteous teacher, I don't need no money, but then you turn around and say, I ain't got no money. Well, why would you think that you relate your suffering to how much money you got? Well, it's because you don't have the right relationship with money. And I like to tell people all the time, I tell all my clients, money is like a sophisticated woman. If you don't know how to treat her, she will leave you. Let me say that again. Money is like a sophisticated woman. If you don't know how to treat her, she will leave you. Yeah, I said it. Just digest on that for a little while as we get ready to move on into the show tonight, talking about this fantastic voice. Woo! I'm having a flashback, 19 in the 80s, baby. Fantastic voice. I used to have that song on here. I got to upload that. But anyway, 4th of July weekend, baby. Fantastic voice is going to be your boy, Coach Tyreer, and my main man, one of my mentors, Lloyd Strayhorn. Woo-wee! Now, this much champagne in your campaign on one cruise ship is going to be intoxicating. I just want to let you know that off the gate. Me and Lloyd Strayhorn in the same house, oh, my goodness, on the same cruise, boy, boy, boy. And you got all this time to go ahead and just chop it up and take care of whatever financial obligations that you need to get there. Because there's going to be a transformation that's going to happen to you while you're out there on that water, period. You're not going to come back from the Bahamas the same as when you got on the boat down there in Florida. I'm sorry, the cruise liner, because there's definitely not no boats, ain't no rowboats. And tonight, we're going to get into it. And I can't do all this by myself, so the first thing I think I got to do is bring in my co-hostess with the mostest. Ooh, she fine. She slim. She's a genius. She's also my personal travel agent. I ain't going nowhere unless I see that I got the right numbers and the right thing lined up. I need to make sure I got the right food aboard. I got to make sure I got the right atmosphere. I got to make sure I go to my council of wise women to understand, is this the right thing for me to do? And without further ado, y'all better get y'all's hand together for Anisha.
This is a dream come true.
It's awesome, baby. It is awesome. Yes, it is. It is absolutely awesome. I am so honored, so excited, and so blessed to be able to be on this call yet again today with you. Yesterday, I'm still so charged. I didn't go to bed until almost 5 o'clock this morning. I was so charged from listening to the symptometry message yesterday and just from us sharing and building on this cruise. Just on yesterday, just on the plug. I said it yesterday, I said it again, and I'll continue to say it until you prove otherwise. You are one of the most amazing men I've ever met in my life, and I have met some amazing, amazing men, Coach Kair. I am so excited about this cruise. I mean to tell you, people have been hitting me left and right on Facebook, calling, emailing. They are hyped. They are all about it. Royal Caribbean is excited, and I do cruises with them. I am blessed to do at least 50 to 75 cruises a year, group cruises with them a year. Some of them they're excited about. Some of them they're like, yeah, Alicia, okay, what are you doing now? But when they heard about this astronumerology cruise, they were like, wait a minute. We're going to send some of the big folk on in there because they love this stuff. What we fail to understand as a people is that so many big companies use numerologists. They got them on the payroll on a regular basis. They got astrologists on the payroll on a regular basis. They don't make decisions without them. When you look back, I can't remember what his name was, but he said something about millionaires use something, but billionaires use astrologers. I can't remember
what
his
name was. I got you.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
J.P. Morgan.
Yes, it was J.P. Morgan, absolutely. And so that kind of...
Go ahead. So J.P. Morgan was one of the investors on the Titanic.
Yes, he was.
And all of his competition was on the Titanic, and his astrologer said, this is not a good trip for you.
Yes, yes.
He didn't go, and all his competition drowned.
Yes.
So the next day, he bought up everything and became the new HNIC.
Yes,
because
sir.
There was nobody to challenge him.
Yes,
you ain't
sir.
Got no competition, you become number one. And that's
absolutely.
When he said, billionaires
absolutely.
Don't use astrology, billionaires
do. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And I have held that since I opened my consciousness, because, see, what we have to understand is that each of us is just like a lotus, when it's called a shishin in the comedic sciences. And with the lotus arises out of muddy water. So once you can get yourself up out of the mud, you may be a closed shishin, a closed lotus. But as your consciousness starts to open, then you become this beautiful blossom flower, because you begin to learn. There was a time that my bulb was closed. I was believing one belief system. I believed one way. You couldn't take me off my path, and that served its purpose for a point. But as I began to grow and to learn, and now my flower is wide open because I am able to learn and to grow and to continue to be a better person, I am so thrilled and excited about this opportunity that we're creating for the conscious community. And so I opened my mind, because I would see that quote before, because I always have been a reader, but I was like, oh, no, astrology, that's of the devil. Well, see, now I'm at a whole different place. When you know better, you do better. So you don't beat yourself up for not having a personal astrologer, not having a personal numerologist. But once you come into the understanding, just like you make sure that you got water running in your house, and you pay that water bill, and you make sure that you have lights and everything else that you need, on your payroll as a regular basis needs to be your personal numerologist, your personal astrologist. And you make sure, okay, before I make these life decisions, yeah, I can pull out my pendulum, but let me get confirmation from these two people who the universe has aligned with me so I can make sure that I'm acting in my highest and wisest. If we can think about how many couples would not have had to go through the pain of divorce and bringing children into divorce if they'd have just sat down with people who do astrology, who do numerology beforehand, it could have eliminated a whole lot of custody battles and all of these ridiculous things where we have people going into our business telling us how to do it because we didn't do the forework. So now the opportunity has arisen for the whole conscious community to be able to come together to learn even the more about numerology, about astrology, on the enchantment of the seas. If you see the way everything is absolutely lining up, we will be absolutely enchanted with what we see. And because Lloyd is going to be coming on shortly, dealing with numbers, some of the things that I just really, really found to just blow my mind with this ship. This ship just had a multi-million dollar refurbishment in December of 2012. So she looks like, I mean, she's off the hook. I've been on her two or three times. I was just on her this past September with Dick Gregory. He lit the place on fire. So she's got eight swimming pools, eight whirlpools, eight bars and lounges, and then there are 11 decks on this ship. So she's off the hook. She's got bungee trampolines, a rock climbing wall, a splash deck, a vitality spa. The spa is ridiculous, 3,000 square feet for you to just go in and let yourself be pampered. And then after that, they've got a solarium pool, which is adults only, and it heats up at night. It is off the charts. Ben and Jerry's ice cream, if ice cream is what you do, some people don't, non-judgment zone. Broadway-style shows, Boleros, which is their Latin-themed lounge, which is just the jumping club. The club is ridiculous. Their club goes from 11 to, say, 3 or 4 in the morning. They have the Miami DJs who are ridiculous. And, I mean, you know, you don't get a break. Sometimes when you go to a club, it's like, okay, the DJ is not really jumping, so I'm going to go rest. There is no rest. It is back to back to back to back thumping. So during the day, you get a chance to sit and learn. We've got an all-white meet-and-greet affair, which is just going to be bananas. You get a chance to have your picture taken with Brother Lloyd and with Coach Kair and with me, all sitting there together. Then you also have the opportunity. We're all there in our white, so we're going to do a big group photo. You got your four-course dinner. We're all going to sit down, chop it up, build, get the whole nine yards going. The next day, we're going to be in Nassau, Bahamas. That morning is going to be bananas. Coach Kair is going to be teaching Tai Chi. Then we're going to have a seminar with Coach. After that, you're on your own. To be on the island, you can do the African-American tour. We did that. I took a group of 150 with Dr. Ray Hagans about 2 years ago. We did that African-American tour, which was off the charts. And there were people in Nassau that didn't even realize that this place was there. It is a slave memorial. They had a section there that's called the Sacred Space. And that was the place on the plantation where they were allowed to worship, and they also got married in that space. We had one sister that started screaming and hollering, and we were like, okay, has she caught the Holy Ghost? What's wrong with her? And she's not a noisy person, so she just kept screaming, and she was stomping her foot. I was like, okay, if she breaks out in a shout, I'm out of here. She lifted up her foot, and I've got pictures of it, and there was a hole burned in the bottom of her shoe. That is how hot the atmosphere got there. When all of us came together and spirit was in the place, it was off the charts. So you have the option to do that. If Tai Chi and if yoga is your thing, there is a Sevananda ashram there. You can go do Hathor yoga. You can do regular yoga. You can also do satsang, and you can have have that at the vegetarian buffet there. I think the whole thing is only like $30. So you have all of those options the rest of the day. The whole night you can be at the club. Come and eat with us. It's the formal night. Have a ball. Come back, rest. Then you've got Coco Key, Bahamas. That is the private island that's owned by Royal Caribbean. It is absolutely amazing. That morning, Lord Strayhorn is going to be going forth with his seminar. And then that afternoon, that's when everybody's going to be levitating, because Coach Kair is going to do an ancestor ritual in the waters. And that is going to be off the charts. Whatever way spirit gives him to honor our ancestors, because the same route that we will be going is part of the same route of the transatlantic slave trades. So every time we get an opportunity to pay homage to them, because many were thrown over and many died in a watery grave, so they now have the opportunity to be honored. We are now able to cruise on ships because of the sacrifices that many of them made. So we'll be able to pay homage to them there. While Coach is out there, if he decides to go ahead and do Tai Chi out in the sand, we'll do it too. There's a beach barbecue right there on the beach. So it's just amazing. It's a wonderful opportunity just to build. Come on back that Monday, go back home, or you can stay at Universal, go to SeaWorld, Disney, Ripley's Believe It or Not. All of that is there for you. We've got amazing, amazing payment plans so that you don't have to just come with it, boom, and just do it. A lot of people are saying, yes, Alicia, I'm going to put the $50 down just so you can hold my space. I'll have my tax returns in February. I'm going to just pay it in full. That is cool. We have no problems with that. If you don't want to have to take a chunk out of your tax returns, that's fine too. We have an excellent payment plan that stretches those payments out so that you are not having to, every time you turn around, try to come up with some money. It is there. But we believe that you will manifest that money because you are a money magnet. As long as you continue to listen to these teachings, read that symptometry information so that you're aligning your body, because your body, if money is going to chase you, money's not going to chase something that's repelling it. So the first thing you do is line your body up. After your body is lined up, then you line your mindset up. When your mind and your body is in alignment, then your spirit becomes in attune. So then you do become more attractive. You'll notice that the people that are around you are a completely different set of people. So you're attracting money. You're attracting a higher level of people, people who know more than you do, have more than you have, and don't mind teaching you how to attract those things to you. So we are so overwhelmed and excited about the opportunity just to be able to serve the conscious community in this manner. And we're not limited just to conscious people. Anybody who has an interest in astrology, in numerology, in the finer arts, that this is the cruise that you want to be on. You're going to be on an excellent quality ship, Royal Caribbean, excellent reputation, wonderful, wonderful food. You're going to have a great time to just be around a bunch of wonderful people, and you can consider this your Independence Day at this time because you're becoming independent from some of the stinking thinking that we have had in the past. So, Coach, I'm excited about the opportunity to serve you.
Oh, man, you got me wide open in here. I'm already visualizing it. Like, there's another technique I use, because not just the astrology, but dealing with the eight guas of the I Ching, and my particular birthday falls in the visionary perspective. And the visionary is almost like a fear. It's a yin characteristic, which means it has more magnetic qualities, where the yang qualities are the monk, the leader, the soldier, and the politician. And then the feminine qualities or the yin qualities are the visionary, the follower, the nurturer, or the conservationist, and the lover. And I could just see, like, every bit of those things. Like, I just had myself in the water, and she was like, yeah, whatever spirit leads them to do it. I was just over there like, I was like, ooh, earth and water. And I was like, oh, I could do that. I mean, just as fast as you was moving, my mind was right there moving along with you. So I definitely, and we're like 7 months away, and I can still see it. And but this is the perfect time because of the time of year that this is right now. I've been, I have an apprenticeship program, and I have all of my people who I'm working with right now. We're understanding that what this is the season to plant. In the beginning of the year started on September 22nd. So people get to January the 1st and they say, oh, well, this is the beginning of the year. I want to do such and such and such and such. You're already 3 months late. You're already like 85 days. You're already like 85 days late. The only people whose birthday starts on January 1st is the bank for the fiscal year. And if your birthday is January 1st, or
January 2nd,
or December 31st, that's the only time your birthday is the beginning of the year. Your birthday is in October, or your birthday is in March, or something like that. Son, January don't have anything to do with you whatsoever, with your, how your bank is over there slipping your money. So this is a time where whatever you're meditating on right now, whatever it is that you are fully putting your thoughts into and getting connected to, as in a mother being attached to her pregnancy inside of her womb. That's how you got to get attached to what you want to see and what you want to have manifest in your own space come June, July. You know, so the summer equinox, the summer solstice is June 23rd. And so here we are 2 weeks after that, really not even 2 weeks. We will be moving right into the 4th of July. So there's going to be the big summertime energy. It is the magical energy because we'll be in the sign of Cancer. Cancer is all about magic. We're going to be on the water while the sun is in a water sign.
Okay.
Right time and the right place. Sometimes you can be doing the right thing, to be doing it in the wrong place or doing it at the wrong time. This one is the right thing at the right time in the right place. These type of things don't happen all the time. Now, yes, Alicia said she does 50 cruises a year. Sure, but is there someone who's going to take you through these particular water rituals? You know, who's going to, you know, to make sure that, what time of day is it? You know, I'm going to pick the time of day where we have a water sign on the horizon. So we can just make sure we are strictly, I mean, like, deeply, deeply embedded into the magic. The magic and the moolah, baby. Coach Tahir is all about that prosperity. And that's how they do it. This whole system, man, is what these billionaires have been using and these royal families have been using this is like, don't be, if you're going to be in the conscious community, don't be over there and be all upset. Use the system.
Yeah.
Use the system. All they're doing is using your science.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get mad at them. You better get with it. And you may have to have them as your foundations teacher, but the thing is, you don't have a feeling on where your, you know what I'm saying, on where your information can go.
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion is get in as soon as possible and surround yourself with the right people.
Yes.
You want to find a group of people who are saying, look, I'm going to rock with you, or I'm just as interested in studying as you want, you know, as you are. This is, or even if they're not as interested, someone who accepts you for who you are. Like, for me, I don't even want to be around a woman. I even kind of want to be around them, but if you're going to be my main chick, then you can't be talking about, I don't want to hear that stuff about these stars. Oh, you get your walking paper. Let your head get small.
Right.
Move on down the road. So that's the same way as if a woman, let's say if I was dating a woman from Detroit, and she was like, had it on lock as far as doing hair. So, and I told her, oh, man, every time I turn around, you talking about a fade, or you talking about some weave, or talking about some locks or something. I'm sick of that mess. I don't want to hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
How far do you think that relationship is going to go?
Right.
You know, when you look at two people like Lloyd and myself who can take the birthdays, take these information and put them together, and that's one of the services that I offer is called Cosmic Connection.
Mm.
I like to go down and take two people's birthdays and show them how they can grade themselves, how they can even grade just looking at, you know, what is our compatibility numbers as far as the things that we want to grade off of. What are your restrictions and what are your partner's restrictions? What is your partner's earning capacity and what's your earning capacity? What is your, you know, where is your mental at? Where is their mental at?
Mm-hmm.
One of my teachers, Dr. Mitchell Gibson, says when he looks at a birth chart, the first thing he want to know is, when is the person's Mercury so I can see what you're thinking?
Mm-hmm.
How many times you been in a relationship and you sitting over there don't know what this person is thinking for? Y'all's mental ain't even on the same path. And 6 months later, you sitting there talking about, oh, man, I can't believe I got into that. And I look back at you, I can't believe you didn't make my phone ring. And some people say, oh, man, you so expensive. Well, how about this? How about you messed up $10,000 in that relationship in less than 6 months?
Yes,
I ain't talking $10,000. Don't come over here and talk to me. People be talking about, well, knowledge is expensive. I say, well, try ignorance then. See how much ignorance will run you when you want to sit out here and just do it your way and be, you know, oh, I don't want to do that. If you want to keep taking chances and doing the, I'm going to just throw it up on the wall and hope it sticks, you're not really playing it with the wisdom that's encoded in your DNA. And that's how we get sick. We get sick because we go against what's encoded in our DNA. That's why I'm always talking about you got to deprogram before you reprogram. You can't just get out here just thinking I'm going to keep doing the same thing over and over again, and sooner or later it's going to break for me. No, it's not. You got to switch up, home. You got to switch up. And then look at the people who are using the system and say, what type of life are they having?
Yes.
Me, when I first met Lord Strayhorn, first thing I did was I Googled him. I really Googled him. And guess what? He's doing everything I want to do.
Mm.
He's on CNN. He's on Fox TV.
Mm-hmm.
He has celebrity clientele. He's doing it big.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to understand that it's important to model myself after success.
Yes.
That is the most important thing is find someone who's successful, find someone who has a system that you can rely on and that's scientifically duplicatable. And with all that said, I think he done fell up in the building. Y'all better get ready to put y'all hands together for my main man, Lord. Call us in the 212 Of course,
it's awesome,
I would be happy.
Baby.
There you go.
Brother Kaya, how are you? Hello?
It's a dream come true, brother.
Hi, can you hear me?
Absolutely, you're loud and clear. I'm blessed by the best. How you doing tonight?
Fine. Alisa, how are you, young lady?
I am amazing. I am amazing and so glad to have you here.
You know, when I called in, I caught the part of Kaya talking about that the event is to take place in the sign of Cancer, which rules water, which is what is more apropos than a cruise. But what's interesting is that next year, numerically, 2014, when you add those four digits across that adds to the single digit of a seven, rules the sign of Cancer. So therefore, Cancer is one of the signs that go to the head of the class along with its water partner of Pisces.
Mm.
Those two signs. So, and it's so interesting, and the number seven happened to rule the seventh month, one of the few numbers to do that.
Out the gate.
And you know what's so interesting, seven is a number of wisdom and knowledge and spirituality and metaphysics, occultism. People become born-again Christians. They go to church. They get readings. They go to psychic fairs. But there is a inner search for things outside what would be the traditional norm of counseling.
Absolutely. So that's why I'm just excited, Lord. I mean,
me too.
It's my honor. When she called me and she was like, you and Lord Strayhorn. I said, I couldn't even have imagined that. And I'm a big thinker, Lord. You know me, May 17th, that's the stock market. And this thing had not even came across my radar. So when I saw it, I said, this is lined up where I'm supposed to be. Even if I'm
this
up to the
Lord.
This
is my first cruise. I think like you, Kaya, this is my first cruise.
No, this is my first cruise, Lord. Wait a minute, what you
this
mean?
This is my first. I mean, I took a cruise, but it was back in middle 1990s after the passing of my father, and it was just a period of reflection, not fun, not awakening, not an awareness.
Mm.
So yes, I was on there, but not in the traditional sense where most people go on cruise for enjoyment, enlightenment, you know, expansion, things of that nature. No, so it's a first for me.
Wow. Go, Alisa. Get it, girl. That's what I'm talking about.
I get thanks. I mean, this was a divine download. Y'all just have no idea. I did a spiritual bath. That's how all this came out.
Mm.
I did a spiritual bath. I needed to release a set of people, and I talked to my elders. They gave me a spiritual bath to do. I followed it to the letter, and I could literally feel chains dropping off of me, resentment, anger, bitterness, dropping off of me in the water. I got out of the water, came to my room, and spirit started dropping to me left and right. This one and this one on a cruise. Do this one here. Do this one here. And so as you all have seen, if you're on Facebook at all, you're seeing all of these cruises. All of these cruises came because I chose, even though I'm a very highly intelligent woman, I chose to submit myself to my elders. I surround myself with wise elders always, and I chose to submit myself to my elders to make me better. So therefore, the conscious community was able to be blessed. The world at large was able to be blessed because I chose to submit. So I am honored that both of you all took the time and listened to Spirit and said, yes, this is going to be awesome, baby.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. It is such a nice event for the year that it represents, which is a year of spiritual awareness, spiritual growth, spiritual understanding. It's interesting, when a person is going through a seven cycle, and next year is what is called a seven universal year, which is what the word implies, that every one of us, but to a greater or lesser degree, will feel the influence of a seven. And this is when we do soul searching. And secrets are revealed, that certain things that may have been missing, a missing puzzle or link, comes to light. But more importantly, whatever the person's respected craft, profession, or expertise is, or career, in a seven cycle year, they seem to develop a real deeper sense of the real purpose behind what makes their job what it does. This is when people in their respective jobs come up with different concepts, inventions, new ideas, things from on high occurs to them. All of this is a seven inspiration. So people should be on the watch out. Mm. And so with Kaya being the tremendous teacher that he is, and me teaching myself for a minute, because I'm now teaching a course here at City College in New York, I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience for those who join us. They're going to come back not only enlightened from the three-day cruise, but from the lessons that hopefully we will be able to impart and that they will experience and share with others when they leave.
Mm. Alicia, can I brag on you for a second? I have to say something. I mean, I have to let something out. So I'm going to show y'all.
Go ahead.
So this is when you know you're stunting. Now, Lord, I know you just, you know, you're only like a year or two older than me. You know, and I just turned 34 myself. So, you know, but I submit myself and humble myself enough to know when one of my comrades is what we call in the street stunting. See, when you're stunting on them, that means you're coming out, you got the new Louis Vuittons on, you got the fresh Gators on, you know, you just came out the barber's shop, you got the nails clean. And so Lloyd, in that particular instance, is stunting so hard. His teaching has made such an influence on me that I'm sitting at the feet of one of his students.
Mm.
This is what I'm telling you now. He just took Natasha, which is the number swami, and got her so nasty, and she's always saying, Lord, show me this. Lord, show me that. And the first thing I do is shut my mouth. So I shut my mouth and sit there and learn. And now as he's sitting there teaching, he's like the master. He's the grandmaster.
Mm.
And so I'm putting more on top of it. So as he's talking about the 7 year, he don't even know. I got to give him his props because I know my personal year cycle too.
Mm.
So I'm looking at layers on top of layers.
Mm-hmm.
And so now when we go on the cruise, my birthday will be have just passed in May. And right now I'm in a I'm getting ready to stunt for Lord. Now he's gonna sit back and grin. He get ready to grin. Watch this. I'm in my personal 1 year cycle right now.
Exactly.
If you don't know what your personal 1 year cycle is, that's why you need to be taking the class.
Mm-hmm.
And then on my birthday I'm going to be moving into a two cycle during this seven magical year while Venus is going to have been Capricorn for 4 months right here while I'm setting up my first year. Like my foundation is going to be so strong, and then when I go on the cruise, not only are we going to be leaving port as we are lined up with the spirits, like the spirit dogs are, but we also I'm going to be in my relationship personal year.
Mm.
Ooh, Lord, you got me so excited because just growing and making sure I'm following your own task with this one and being direct, setting up new people, setting up new systems, getting my new I got a new attitude. That's the whole sense of having that personal 1 year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Now going over into the 7 year, and I'm going to be moving into my two. Oh, my goodness.
And here's the thing to understand, too, since seven next year is a water year, yes, primarily Cancers followed by Pisces, but also Scorpio, which is a water sign. The next set of signs that would do well are the earth signs of Taurus and Virgo, that's you, young lady, and Capricorn, because the elements in nature are, for example, you can put rich all the seeds of your desires in rich soil, and it can stay there 100 years until you magically come along and water it. Well, next proved to be a nurturing year, especially for the earth signs. and even more emotionally in terms of their development and awareness for the water signs.
Hmm.
Lord, I want to, you got to get now. I know we got 7 months, and you might wake up June 23rd and say, you know what, I'm going to change what I'm going to do my seminar. But just today now, if you were to do the seminar that you're going to be doing that morning on the 6th, what would you, can you give me a little sample of what you kind of like considering that you want to drop when we go on this cruise?
Well, there's a couple of things, and one would be how to read a person like a book. To see anybody who comes before you, regardless of what part of the planet they come from on this earth, and be able to analyze them in a way that's nothing short of astounding, to be able to know their strengths and weaknesses, their career leanings, as well as the zodiac signs and dates of birth that will be drawn to them as well. So when Shakespeare says, what's in a name, the response naturally was everything, and it is true. The name unlocks all of your natural talents, your gifts, your skills, and your abilities. And by looking at the numbers and the repetition of the numbers in the name, it will tell you the strengths accordingly to the number that are found. And sometimes and oftentimes numbers are found in pairs, and sometimes more than that, but it's fascinating. It's just amazing. And then we're not even talking about the birthday, which is one of the strong points of Brother Kair, which is why for professionals like himself in the astrological world, where they need 5 pieces of information, which is all given to you in numbers, being it the month, the day, the year you were born, the time you were born, and the place, so the astrologer can look at the longitude and the latitude of where the planets were at that point in time in your birth. So it's fascinating.
Lord, I wanted to just give you a quick question because a lot of people have been asking me this lately, and I'm telling them they need to go to lord-strayhorn.com and hit the contact information and get a consultation from you or take your... But they're saying, well, what about... I'm always seeing this number pop up.
Mm-hmm.
I looked over here and I saw 1010. Over here and I saw 44. Or I looked over here and such and such. Can you please just like speak on that phenomenon? Because I know as a numerologist, what does that mean when I keep
seeing it's interesting. In my book, I have numerology in the subconscious mind, and that actually when one are seeing numbers, like I see the number 7 all the time in various forms, especially 1204. I don't know why I just catch it all the time, but it adds up to a 7, which is my number. It's interesting that the latter number you looked at, which you referred to in a repeating fashion, Brother Kai, is 44, but 4 plus 4 is 8. And so it represents a money or material move of a financial growth or development. It indicates a level of maturity and seeing where you fit at on life stage. It also represents that the person could be or thinking about someone under the sign of Capricorn or Libra or, in fact, born on the 8th, 17th, or 26th of the month. And symbolically, it represents death or rest from labor. And not in a way that they took the 13th card from the tarot deck, which is a death symbol, which most people thought was a literal death, but a symbolic death. So when I tell a woman, Lisa, that she's going through a pregnancy cycle, right away they don't know how to spell the word pregnant, which is the most funniest thing to me. But it means a symbolic pregnancy.
Yes.
Give birth to an idea,
mm-hmm.
birth to a business, birth to an enterprise, birth to a plan. So a lot of times these things are not always literal, but symbolic if you understand. And thus you have giants like Brother Kaya that raises the consciousness of showing you how your planetary arrangements are affecting you, then looking at your progress chart of where the planets are arranged at in your heavens at the present moment in time. It's really, really an art form, and everybody should walk away from this cruise a much enlightened soul as a result.
Yes, indeed. Well, the calls that I've gotten have been, I mean, they're off the hook. People are just like, are you for real? Do you really know Lloyd? Do you? And I'm like, yeah, I actually do. I actually do.
Tell him that's to the brother's
rumor.
Home, too, okay?
Okay, I've been to his home, yes. And it is just, you know, and with the fact that you even opened yourself to be willing to teach me, not only just do a reading, but to teach me, to enhance me, to make me better. Oh, my goodness, I've never met anybody that has the bandwidth that you do, that has the humility that you do. And see, that is a unique gift, as long as you continue to operate in both of those, because we understand to whom much is given, much is required. Many of us don't understand how to meet the requirements. And so because you have learned to master that, that's the reason the Most High can continue to trust you and download into you constantly, because you're not selfish with your gift. So I am just so graced to be in the presence of both of you all, because both your masculine and your feminine is balanced. And it's so infrequent that we run into brothers that are of you all's caliber that are at that point of balance. So it's just a gracing moment for me.
Remind me to give you some sugar as soon as I see you, okay?
Yay! Oh, shit. Now, I ain't gonna pull the chart out on that all right there. I know what I'm saying.
So you're going to get a double dose of sugar. That's
I
all.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to just really, this is just my type of event and my type of environment, because my teacher, Sunyata Saraswati, said, he said, Kaya, the happiest I've ever seen you is when you're teaching.
Mm.
And the two places I like teaching is in front of crowds and one-on-ones.
Mm.
And even my roommate often jokes me and says, is your mouth tired yet? Is your mouth tired? Is your mouth tired? And I say, honey, it should be. It should be, but I love teaching. I don't look at it as talking. I don't like senseless talk, though. That out there is not. I don't like senseless talk. I'm a Virgo rising, Lord, so when I'm talking about.
Yeah, my ascendant is Virgo, too. But you know what's interesting, Kair? Somewhat similar to you. People will often ask me, Lloyd, do you have a job? And
wow.
Yeah, this is it. But see, it's not a job for me. It's a love and a passion.
Mm-hmm.
And you could call me 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning if you can catch me, and I'll rub the sleep out of my eyes and get a pen and a pencil and get started. You know, I mean, so I understand Kai, but see, that's what makes him, other persons like myself and others, at the level that we do, because we're very passionate about
mm-hmm.
it. We're into it. We breathe it. Sometimes I think I'm boring, but the only thing I know is numerology. That's the only thing I can talk about. But that's what I do, and
yeah.
I do it well.
Yeah.
That's what Kaya does, and he does it extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
And so thus, you know, you can sit and listen to him all day. I can talk about numbers all hours until you're bored, but you wouldn't be bored, because it is so fascinating. And we have a way of doing it, Kaya and I and others in our respective craft, who are really good at this. You know, once they ask us a question, we often run into the races.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Brother Kaya?
Gone. I'm talking about gone, brother.
Yeah, out the gate.
We take off with it. And because we love to practice, because we're always learning. I really consider myself a master student. I teach Brother Lloyd's technique. He knows every time that he does a reading, he has the opportunity to learn something about himself and how he expresses his wisdom.
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. No question about
mm.
it. And it's interesting. I have been referred to as off time, because I've been doing this for a minute, as an elder. See, for me, I look at an elder, or in the context of people who say, okay, let me sit at the feet of the master and learn all the wisdom. I don't want to, I'm going to copy the word that Brother Kaya just used. I am a master student. I am always open to learning. There is nothing that I cannot learn if you're good at it. So I don't want to be a elder in that sense. Yes, I will get elderly with time, true. But I always want to have an open mind when I meet other persons, like the Number Swami, who's going to be good in her respective way, and others that will come along like that, to be open to those who will bring concepts and new ideas, to an ancient science. And what we do is a science. You know, it amazes me when they say, sometimes they say, well, astrology is a pseudoscience or numerology is a pseudoscience. No. If you look up the word scientific, it's when you do the same thing and get the same results. They also call it a process of insanity when you keep doing the same thing over and over again and not getting the results you want. But the point is this. If you go to Kair, who lived here in the States, or if Kair lived in China, or if he lived in Europe or South America, he is going to take from you the same set of information. He's going to take your birthday, which is your month, your day, your year you were born, the time you were born, and the location. He can go to Russia. He can live in Russia. You go see him in Russia, or you go visit an astrologer in Russia. They will do the same thing. Therefore, it is scientific. So I don't know how it can be a pseudoscience. And I'm so amazed, Kair, that they always get an astronomer to knock astrology.
Man, it's just like rap music. You know, people want to just, to me, we made the astronomers relevant. Because
thank
if
you.
It wasn't for
thank
us,
you.
He doesn't have anything to talk about. Because, and I'm not trying to throw salt, but he just doesn't have the charisma and he doesn't have the flair that we have. He doesn't have it like that. And his science, he doesn't give life to the planet. He doesn't describe Saturn with the same keywords. He doesn't describe the number 11 with the same keywords. He doesn't describe an Aries 6 or a Taurus 8 or Virgo 5 with the same pizzazz and charisma.
Exactly,
and,
exactly, Kaya. Exactly.
And to me, you know, he feels, and see, human beings, let's check it out. Whether you are rocket scientist or whether you're sweeping floors at Walmart, all of us have some sort of ego, and we want to be good and we want to be respected for what we do. And if he sees me and him studying the same body, let's say like a mathematician is talking about the number 11 and Lloyd is talking about the number 11, that numerologist is going to be, he's going to be hard-pressed to try to get the kind of attention that Lloyd is giving because he can't come and talk about the mathematical equivalent of this number and make it personal with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between a numerologist and a mathematician and an astrologer and an astronomer.
Yeah.
We're going to make it personal to you. And here's my dream, what you're helping me do, Alicia. I want to just catch that person. I want somebody to film it, too. I think my man Clarence may have called you today. I'll make sure he has his camera. I want me on one side, Lloyd on the other side, and somebody in the middle, and we're just going in both ears while we leaning over the rail looking at the ocean. That's
all
the picture I want. That's
going
to be my money right there.
I just want
to see. They're going to be like, wait a minute, who is that in the middle? And you got, and they're going to be just looking like, he got Lloyd on one side and Kaya on the other side.
I love
oh, my God. What this is standing there. Like, for me, I could see myself standing in between me and Lloyd. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe even Lloyd, because one thing, when Lloyd came on the Cosmo Physics Show, we told him, hey, bro, we know it's not often that you get somebody to read you, because everybody
that is
you
true. That
you.
Is very, very because we're so busy reading other people that very rarely, and then probably I know I am extremely picky who I let read me. Well, Kair is one of the few I know, and I've only be a handful that I would be open to sharing knowledge with. But you know what's interesting, to go back a moment when Kai was talking about taking a photo, this cruise is going to be a success, if, you know, in that case, because seven rules water, it rules cruises, it rules metaphysics, it rules teaching, it rules spirituality. So anything with water products or things on the water, it would be a great in that way.
Mm.
So those that are looking to uplift their spirits, those that are looking toward insight. So, for example, I would expect churches, mosques, temples, people at home to be more at prayer as they open up this year.
Mm.
If you were to ask most people, how are you going to kick off the beginning of your 2014? more than likely most people will be somewhere close to home, if not a house of worship of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
But to give thought, to give reflection, to give thanks that we've seen another crazy year come and go, and that a new year has opened its doors to us, and it's what we do or don't do with it. But here is the most important thing about the year to understand. Seven is magnetic in its nature. And if you put a magnet north to the object will come to it. However, if you change the polarity of the magnet and you push it to the object will move away. So in this case, you know how that saying is, be careful what you ask for?
Mm-hmm.
I get it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this case, for everybody, but to a greater or lesser degree, since it's the universal year, people have to be careful of what they think, because what they think, they will draw to them. So
mm-hmm.
if somebody's walking around saying, man, I don't have no money, I don't have no money, the source will make sure you don't have no money.
Mm-hmm.
That's that
mm-hmm.
simple. So for those that are, so this is why 7 years is very challenging to people, because we live in a very material and emotional world. And you know what I'm saying? You can't even get a gun without spending 25, 35 cents or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, in a seven cycle, it makes you stop, look, and listen, but point the finger at yourself to go within, to figure out. People are going to have a lot of strange or interesting dreams. And going to faraway islands or exotic islands where there's the sand, the sea, and the sun, such as this upcoming cruise, is perfect. So it's probably going to be nothing short of an overwhelming success.
Give thanks and praise, yeah.
So what we think about is, so if a person is absent in the department of love, instead of chasing after it, simply see a love scene on the mental screen of your mind and just play it a couple of minutes in the evening and let go, and as the elders say, let God.
Mm-hmm.
Because seven is God's number. It will draw to you what you think about. So thoughts are things, literally, more than you know when going through a seven personal year.
Lord just gave me my topic already. He just channeled it down for me, because in the seventh house of astrology is the house of relationships. I also practice Tantra, and Tantra has a component of it that deals with sexuality, and that's one of the but also when people are going through relationships, they also have to realize about finance. Like the old song said, you know,
no romance without finance.
So my particular topic, I think, just to celebrate that number seven, is I'm going to hit them with the cosmic connections of sex, money, and relationships.
Mm.
Yeah,
Lord,
well,
I think that's what I'm gonna do.
Seventh house rules a house of marriage. And that's why, if you notice, like, the year of 07, 07, 07 was worldwide with marriage. So when I was on the Katie Couric show talking about that day's event, and I was also explaining that the seven also relates to the seventh house in astrology, which Brother Kaya and I know as the house of marriage or relationships. So it seemed most appropriate.
Now, this is where I got to deal with, Lord. Now, y'all get a bonus right here, because what I'm getting ready to do, some of y'all may miss it, but I'm going to just have to share. Our art is forever evolving. You know that you use the Pythagorean theorem. I mean, you use two or three different methods of the astrology because you have tested it and lived it for years, correct?
Yes, exactly. And then you found what works for you.
Right. So for me, I looked at the seventh and the eighth house, and me, my personal experimentation, I am of the theory that the seventh house is relationships, but the eighth house is the house of marriage, because marriage is sexual. I mean, the eighth house is sexual and shared resources. Because I can be in a relationship with someone and not be married to them. So I'm a proponent. Not saying that it has to be this way, but my research or my theory right now would be I want to leave relationships in the seventh house and then go to the eighth house and make it marriage, because if you go back to from an ecclesiastic standpoint, women in the Bible or in Scripture were looked at as upon marriage when they had intercourse with someone. And intercourse is ruled by the eighth house. So me personally, I say the seventh house is a relationship. So let's say if I get on the bus and the bus driver drops me off from one end of Flatbush to the other end of Flatbush, while I was on that bus, we were having a relationship. But we weren't necessarily married. So I would look at that as the seventh house. Now, if it was somebody that I was intimate with, then I definitely shared some resources because energy is a resource. So that is kind of, you know, how my mind kind
of
works.
But you know what, though, brother? That's the beauty of being an earth sign. Earth signs are very what are called practical. They use a lot of what is called common sense, and that made all the sense in the world to me when I think about it because they're right next door to each other, Libra and Scorpio. Okay, and they both share a common relationship in that way. So it makes all the sense in the world to me with that concept, Kaya.
I think that's why, too, this is, now you Libras, I'm thought Lord is going to laugh when I say this. You know, the Libras, they swear down, they the flyest thing since duck butter, you know. And then they right after that, because I call Libras the peacocks of the zodiac. Like, they love the first spirit. They are the social butterflies, and they need attention. Boy, do they need attention. And then if you give them some attention, then the eighth house might jump off for you. Then you might be, then they may give you a little something. You act right in the seventh house, and they give you a little eighth house. So all my astrologers would know what I'm talking about. See how he's laughing? He know what I'm talking about. He
know you know, you need to write a book, guy. Yeah, that's what you need to do.
What am I going to title it, Lord? What am I going to call it? What's going to
be? I don't know, but I'd like to write the introduction.
All right. Uh-oh. Now. All right. Uh-oh. Now. Sounds like a book. Uh-oh. Signing cruise to me.
I would like
that's
to write
the introduction. That sounds like to me right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to stay on about another 5 minutes, and then I'm going to have to leave. But it is going to be, again, for those that will be joining us, it's going to be at the right place at the right time. It's a water year. We're in a water period. It's a travel week because I looked at the personal week of July the 5th, I mean July the 4th, and it's a perfect time from the 1st to the 7th. So I think in that way it's great. And it's, and again, the nice thing about it is everybody will come back not only refreshed and renewed but informed and educated and aware from a metaphysical or conscious, you know?
I love it, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's giving them that new programming. We do have a caller that came in, so I want to see if they got a comment, question, or
okay.
Want to do a quick mini reading. So let me see how we got let me see what this person is feeling right here. Caller from the 347-651. Your mic is wide open. Can I get your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello. How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing? Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. What's your name?
Hello, call from the 347. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, did you accidentally press 1? I saw you raise your hand in the queue.
Yeah, I did press it, then I hit it by accident and unpressed myself, but I'm back on. I had a question.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Lloyd? And good
fine,
evening to you,
fine.
Coach.
And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Tony.
Okay, Tony. Great. What's your question?
I just wanted to get my birthday. And trying to find out how's my business going on in the Virgin Islands.
Okay, well, can I have your complete birthday for the purpose of Kaya so he can also look up or make an assessment about where your planets are? What's your birthday?
September 2nd, 1960.
Okay. Do you happen to know the exact time you were born in the Virgin Islands at that time?
Well, actually, I was born in the Bronx, New York.
Oh, good, good. What time were you born in?
4:06 p.m.
Okay, that's what Kaya needs to know. Good. So while he's doing that, you are an earth sign with a water number. Now, let me explain. You're under the sign of Virgo. That element is ruled by earth. Numerically, you're born under the second, whose element is ruled by water. These are elements, earth and water, that are very compatible one to the other. The fact that we're going into a water year would favor all water signs and water numbers such as yourself. Your birthday indicates, Tony, that actually women are your blessing and your curse, so to speak. In other words, there have been women that have loved you and loved you selflessly, and then there's been women who have loved you very selfishly. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things. So it tells me from this birthday that you either work around a lot of women, have had women supervisors, directors, heads of departments, and if you've got daughters, they've got you wrapped around their pinky, so to speak. It also indicates you're psychic, and here's what's interesting. This has been a business cycle that you're about to wrap up. Actually, you started making some major moves around about the same time last year, give or take around September, October, going into about a year ago. And what happens is this October, right after your birthday, suggest you woke up with Mars transit in your planet, which tells me now is the time to bring things to a head, to a close, to not resist, but to let go of anything or anyone that is no longer of value, of importance, be it negative or whatever the case is, to wind that down. It does suggest this month of November is a good time to start, although we just came out of retrograde just about a week or two ago. It does indicate that right after the Christmas holidays into January, things will jump off too.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
That was amazing. Brother, you said November the 2nd or September the 2nd?
September 2nd.
Okay. Let me readjust that. I guess that 11 was sticking out. So, brother, this would put you at a Capricorn. Did you ever have any problems with your heart or your upper back when you were a child, like before you were 12 years old?
I was diagnosed with scoliosis, but I didn't find that out until I was about 30.
Gotcha. All right. So as a Capricorn rising, when you're looking at business, one of the things I look at is the prosperity. Where is your Jupiter? Jupiter's transiting your seventh house right now, which is the house of partnerships. This is the year that you meet the right people. This is the year that you say, hey, who's in it to win it? And because the people that you're going to meet this year, all the way up really until Jupiter goes into your eighth house, which will be around August of 2014, is when those partnerships, it's funny that me and Lloyd were just talking about seventh and eighth house relationships, and Jupiter transiting your seventh house right now, which is amplifying the type of big-minded, big-money type of people, big type of bosses that you need to meet. This is not the time for you to be aligning yourself with people who think small, because next year is going to be the payoff. When Jupiter transits the eighth house, the eighth house, like I said, is the house of shared resources. Those are the two big money houses that happen every 6 years in our chart. When Jupiter transits our eighth house, and when Jupiter transits our second house. So that was 5 years ago, you were making a lot of money or you were doing very well off your own efforts. Well, next year, after July, August, that's going to be the beginning of a period of 1 year where you'll be making money from the partnerships that you formed this year. So right now, be very discerning about the company that you keep. A lot of times when I go to these millionaire workshops, the first thing they tell you about looking at your millionaire blueprint is, I can tell where you're going to be at in 5 years by the five closest people that you hang around. Are you hanging around any millionaires? Are you hanging around any people who think about big money? Are you hanging around people who say, oh, man, I wouldn't go down to the Virgin Islands and try to make no money? I wouldn't do that. It's all about who you are hanging with. Your mind is very sharp right now because Mars is transiting your ninth house, and you are very enthusiastic about learning new things right now. You also just had Mars transit your north node, so you had some awakening here probably in the last 10 days to 2 weeks about where you're supposed to be going spiritually, and that was like, and it even may have had something to do with some feelings about you and your mother, or some information that you got from your mother, because the connection that you have with your mother or any Aquarius women is very, very, very meaningful to you, and you give that a lot of value. How was that for you right there?
Great, great, great. That was good.
Well,
and a lot of it is on point, yeah. And stuff for me to keep in mind in the next coming weeks and months, you know.
Absolutely. Well, what I would suggest is you visit Lloyd-Strayhorn.com and book an appointment with Lloyd, because when Lloyd goes in, right now he just gave you just like the tip of the iceberg. But when you sit down and get him in private, because maybe he sees some things like I do that maybe, you know, is not for, you know, the public. Everybody don't need to hear all your business on the radio. You just told him I'm Tony from the Bronx. So
I agree. I agree with that one, Kaya. And by the way, since you are nice enough to give out mine, can you please give out yours, your website, Kaya?
Yes, absolutely. My website is www.coachkaya.com. CoachKaya.com. And like I said at the beginning of the show, I have a free gift for you. If you just go to CoachKaya.com, put your email address in, you're going to receive a new, what I call like a new poverty colonoscopy. It's going to wash out and deprogram all of that wrong mindset, because you could have it right here where it's supposed to be coming to you. But if you don't understand that dollars want you and the new way that you need to be treating your money, then you could offset that, and you don't want to have that happen. This is a very auspicious time for you, so go over to CoachKaya.com, and you can just leave a comment and say, Coach, I want to, Coach, give me a call. I want to schedule an appointment, and we'll get that taken care of for you ASAP. Like, we want you to be in that picture with Lloyd in one ear and Coach on the other ear.
Hey, Brother Kair, what is the proper spelling of Kair for those that may not know how to spell it properly, please, so they get to the right website, not someone else's?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's K as in King, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, Y as in Yellow, R as in Red, K-H-A-Y-R. And Coach is just like a coach for a football or a basketball team.
All right, I just want to make sure they get to the right website, that's all.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in, Tony. We appreciate it, and we look forward to you. If you want to get some more information about the cruise, make sure you go to astrologycruisebythenumbers.info. Astrologycruisebythenumbers.info. Like, that's our Facebook page, while our website, Alicia's new wonderful website, is under construction. But right now we want you to be able to stay in the loop. So if there are any announcements that we have to make about it, then you'll be one of the first ones to know, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot, brother.
All right. Thank you, Tony, for calling in. It's awesome, baby.
It's awesome, baby.
Yeah, Lord, this is gonna be brilliant right here, big brother. I'm having the ball already. Well, we do have one more caller that called in. I know, Lord, you're getting ready to go. You got time to take one more?
I can take one more call if you want.
All right, let's get to this one real quick. Caller from the 614-226. Your microphone is wide open. Thanks for calling Coach K Radio. You're on the air with Lloyd Strayhorn, Coach Kair, and Alicia. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from actually San Diego, California. And I was just calling. My name is Tonda, LaTonda. And I was just calling because I've been always interested in astrology, numerology. I feel like that I have that gift. I did come late in the show. You might have mentioned this, but how do you really get started to study?
Great
question.
You
first.
Thank you, Lord. I'll be to do it. But look, this is what I feel is, it's like the Hall of Fame. I use it as there's somebody out there better than Kobe Bryant, but Kobe Bryant had a coach. There's somebody out there better than Jim Brown, but Jim Brown had a coach. There may be somebody out there that's better than Lloyd Strayhorn, but Lloyd Strayhorn had the humility to find a guide or a mentor. And finding someone who's already successful at what you're doing and letting them be your guide and studying with them, I mean, it cuts so much time off of your study period and your trial and error. We like to use trial and measure. Like, I have 5 books that I recommend to all my beginner students. And I tell 3 of them I didn't even discover until, like, my 8th year of studying astrology. And when I found them, I was like, oh, my God, I could have just, if I would have had these at the beginning, I'd be so much further along. But I didn't really I had someone who introduced me to it, but then I wanted to go at it on my own. And that kind of, you know, it was some adventure, but I think it's much better if you just come in with somebody who has a system, who is a teacher, and they fit your style. If they are, like, if you're very dry, you may need a very dry teacher. I'm kind of wild. I'm kind of, like, live and direct, all up in your face. And I'm taking from the streets to the suites. So if that's what you're looking for, maybe I'm your guy. You know, if you want somebody that's super, super technical, I can be that way. But find somebody who really, like, vibes with your personality, who you enjoy talking to. And now, if you want to do it now by yourself, and the first thing I'm going to tell you is you got to learn your annals. You must learn in astrology what is the first day of every sign. What's the first day of Aries, first day of Taurus, first day of Gemini, first day of Cancer? Like, we can't go anywhere if you haven't shown me that you're committed to just learning those 12 numbers. And my last thing is, can you count to 360? If you can count to 360, you can learn astrology. So that, those are my 3 tips right there.
Okay.
Well, I would say to Tonda, if she can count from 1 to 9, she can use numerology. That's what got me hooked in the first place. And it's just that simple, because in the process, there's a technique in numerology called the phatic system. So if you've got somebody born on the 17th of the month, 1 plus 7 equals 8. And by the way, you never did tell us, what is your birthday, Tonda?
7-12-78.
Okay, so if you're born on the 12th in numerology, you would be a 3 person, because I simply said, aha, 1 plus 2 equals 3. Just that simple. So that would indicate a characteristic as symbolized by what the number 3 represents. Then Kair would look at your sign as that represents a sign, a nature or a temperament according to the constellation or the time of the year you were born in. And then there's a lot of other things to configure. But for beginners, when I was coming up, there wasn't like the internet. I couldn't find teachers. But what happened is I was born in a place like New York City. I was blessed where I love to read. If you were to come to my home, as Elisa has done, I have nothing but books in my home, literally 2 huge bookshelves of metaphysical and numerology books. So you start there. The nice thing now is you can learn on the Internet, but there is no substitute for finding a teacher. Now, Kair teaches a course in astrology. I teach a course in numerology, and even if you live in California, they have it with the course I'm teaching, which will start again. The next cycle will start January 22nd of next year, where you can actually participate with us, Tonda, live stream. So you can be right there in the comfort of your home there in California and participate with us right there. So the technology allows a lot of people who are interested in the metaphysical subjects like yourself now to come in real easy and learn at the beginning and meet some of the best in the field, too.
Okay. Yeah, I was just questioning because, you know, as far as astrology and numerology, sometimes I notice, I look at the time, 2:22 or 3:33 or 5:55, and, of course, we have that number 1111 as well. And when I started really getting deep into astrology and numerology about 2.5 years ago, that's when I was, you know, I'm like, what are these numbers meaning? Because I will always look at the clock at certain times and those numbers will come into play. So.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because that's exactly what we were talking about 40, 50 minutes ago, how I see numbers. I see 1204 a lot or a variation of those 4 numbers. For example, when you saw 222, that adds up to a 6, which tells me Tauruses, Librans, and Cancers may be a part of your thoughts or attention at the time. It also indicates subconsciously maybe a desire to move or go back to school or finish school or lose weight or get involved in an exercise program, all depending on how things are developing at your point. But I can tell you this, though, you don't look your age, although you're an old spirit, and that's what gives you away. You don't look your age until you open your mouth and start having a conversation.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Well,
so
okay,
I don't know whether you can fly in and join us in the summer, but you will have plenty of time as it takes place on July the 4th. And Alisa will give you the information where you can at least get more information about it. And if not able to join us. But if not, again, you can learn from persons like Kaya and myself or other people who are good in their respective ways in these various fields, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
Lord,
I appreciate it.
Thank you. But I have to scream on you real quick in front of Lloyd because Lloyd doesn't tell everybody that on the low, he's also a master student in astrology. He don't really talk about it. But, you know, I'm just gonna let it out. But I'm going to talk in code to Lloyd real quick, and I'm going to promise you that Lloyd is getting ready to say W-O-W. Watch this, Alisa. Lloyd is getting ready to say W. He's gonna say something equivalent to W-O-W. Today, right now, Lloyd, Jupiter is at 19 degrees Cancer. We're talking about the Cancer season. This sister on the phone right now has a Jupiter at 18 degrees. And her son at 19 degrees.
Wow. You know what? You did say that, didn't you? I said, wow, without even saying Yeah, that is wow. So she's very fortunate to going to sit there through much of 2014 until it moves into Leo, and then Leos will be cracking.
I mean, she has transiting Jupiter on. She's having a Jupiter return at this very second while she's talking to us. Like, her transiting Jupiter is sitting on her natal sun right now. Like,
wow,
right
that
now.
That is a way of saying, Tonda, that this is a very auspicious moment or a opportune time for you to do some great things. That's, in essence, what he is saying.
Okay. All right.
So we wish you all the best, and thank you so much for joining us, Tonda.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Thomas, for joining us, honey. Good gracious, that chart right there is off the chain.
Thank
you. So, guys, Lisa and Kaya, I'm going to have to sign off, but I want to thank you. I'm going to be back on your show again, Kaya, so you know that many, many times before we go there. It'll be a pleasure to reconnect with you again. And good to see you, too, Lisa, because it's been a minute since I've seen you, you know?
Indeed.
And,
I'll be back up there very, very soon. I cannot wait to see you. And I will be in the January 22nd class with bells on.
Okay, good enough. And, Brother Kaya, thank you so much, man. And you are definitely my brother from another mother, no question.
For sure, brother. And don't be surprised if I'm making Alisa slide over because I'm in the class on January 22nd, too.
Well, brother, I would be honored to do it. I do honor it. The number Swami is sitting in the class with me. She's great in absorbing things like a sponge. And I told her it's no accident that she's meeting all these great giants in their respective fields. That's no accident to me. You know?
That's what I say about her. She cheating. That's all I can say.
You're taking a shortcut. So good night, and everybody have a wonderful day tomorrow and every day. That's the thing, okay?
Thank you, Lloyd. Thank you so much. You're so wonderful.
Thank you, and good night to all of you. Thank you so much. And Brother Kaya, much love to you too, man. You take good care of yourself, buddy.
Absolutely, Lloyd. Peace.
It's awesome, baby.
Whew, good gracious. Lord,
wow.
If the ship ain't leaving tonight, are you still
I know. I'm so hyped. Again, I'm going to be up till 5 o'clock in the morning yet again. And, I mean, people really don't understand the magnanimity of who we just had on the phone. When I went to Lloyd's house, which is just off the charts, he is not lying about the books. I thought I was ridiculous with the books. Because literally in my home, I got more books than I got anything else. And my whole thing was, hey, if you're going to steal, you can steal anything else in the house. Leave my books. My books. So I went to his house, and instead of, you know how you see walls in people's houses? You don't see walls. All you see is walls of books. And I just sat there just like a little kid, like, wow, this is amazing. But you talk about the most humble, the most humble. And he had to give me a reading, and it was a difficult reading because he didn't want to have to. Sometimes when you give, you know this, when you give readings, you don't want to have to tell people something that's going to hurt their feelings. But if you don't, then you have the accountability of the elders, of your elders, whether they're living or dead, because they're sitting there watching you on each and every one that you do. So it's like, okay, what do you do? Do you sugarcoat it, or do you sit up and tell the truth? Lloyd came to me with the truth, and my mind already knew it. It was like, eh. And so he was just like, boom, 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 boom. These are the numbers. He was trying to be gentle, but he was like, Leisha, here it is. And everything he said absolutely manifested, and everything worked together for my good. But with him being such a beautiful and excellent spirit, he started teaching me even as I was sitting right there. And he asked me to be his student. I was like, what? Are you serious? We went to eat just as humble as could be. And people were recognizing him on the street. It was just, it was off the charts. So to be able to be graced, to have an elder. Lloyd is 72 years old. People don't understand that. A lot of folk, black men, you can't name 10 black men on your hands that make it that far. And then to have that level of excellence flowing through him, yeah, while we have our elders available, we have got to tap into the excellence that they are. That's the way that you continue to raise. That's the way that you continue to make yourself and recreate yourself, is sitting at the feet of the great ones, because that's how they got theirs. Ain't nobody waved no wands. So I am, I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake like I just woke up out of bed. So, yeah, it's going to be another night of Leisha just being up and being happy and excited because I yielded to the wisdom of the elders. Everybody needs to have an elder council. I don't care how. The greater you are, the bigger and the richer your council needs to be.
Wow. I agree 1,000%. Wow. No, you can't be the smartest one on your team. That's
mm-mm.
What you're saying. Mm-mm. So,
this is a dream come true.
I'm all bananas. I remember the first time I met Lloyd, he was doing an introduction for Polite at the Holy Tabernacle bookstore in Brooklyn.
Mm.
And then when we went outside, it was just me and him on the sidewalk. And we're walking down the sidewalk. I just introduced myself, and never met me before, never heard me on my radio program, didn't know who I was. And he was like, "What's your birthday?" And I'm walking with him down the street to the, you know, like as he's like, "I gotta go catch the train, but if you walk with me to the end of the block, you know, I'll give you some information like right now." And it was profound. And like I said, just having someone, you know, that humble but with that level of expertise taking the time out to share with me was bananas. And I'll never forget it, and that's why we're so close right now. So
mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to having him on the boat. I got to take a trip up to New York definitely to take him out to eat.
You say the word, we'll go. I have hopped in that Jeep. I will put that Jeep in the road. You say the word, Kaya, we're gone.
Oh well, I'm the gas money king. I always have some gas money now. Some CDs and I got conversations.
Some motivational. Put some motivational CDs in, man. I'm gonna tell you, when I came down, I just came back from Grandmaster Cam's homegoing service, which was off the charts, and I was listening to two sets of motivationals. The first one was Magical Mind, Magical Body. That one was by, who was that by? Yeah, Nightingale Koenig. Deepak Chopra, which was crazy. And then Prosperity Consciousness by Frederick Learman. Man, I was so mad when I got home. I'm like, Dad, I got to get out the truck. It was off the charts. So you say the word, because I already know we building it down here. They got it built up there. We keep going back and forth. It's off the charts. It is awesome, baby.
It is awesome, honey. You ain't got to tell me. I know what it is.
It's awesome, baby.
But see, you ain't even heard, you said about Prosperity. You ain't even heard of my Illuminati Money mixtape. And it's all straight teaching. It's 12 tracks of just that heat. And I
what?
Oh,
now, where would a person go to find those, Coach Kaya?
Here's what's happening. Well, the first place is in my Facebook group I have called Illuminati Money Now. And all you do is just go in there and say, send me, because everybody in there has it. We got about 165, you know, hungry hustlers in there who promote one another, support one another. And ain't nobody in there trying to holler at nobody. Or, like, I'm in some groups that talk about sex. I'm in some groups that talk about relationships. But that group right there is talking about that paper. Strictly getting it and changing your mindset. And everybody, that's our route up early in the morning, go-go tape. Like, because what I did was took some lessons and put them over some hip-hop beats and some reggae beats.
Mm-hmm.
So now you just want to put it on repeat and drive to the wheels fall off.
What? It's called Illuminati Moneymaker. What's the name of the group again?
Illuminati Money Now.
Money Now. Okay, perfect.
Illuminati Money Now, because I don't need it next week, and I ain't got time to be talking about the old
right.
Illuminati. We are the new Illuminated ones. We are the new Illuminated ones. And we have to get up on it now. So what I'm getting ready to do, I don't know if I'm going to have it done by Black Friday, but I want to have it where people can get the mixtape for free by visiting my website. It's going to be come on over to the HustleUniversityBooks.com, and I'm trying to give them as much free that they can have even before they spend some money. Now, I am coming with the new package. That's why I need everybody to go to HustleUniversityBooks.com, put your email address in, get dollars on me, because my special for the entire month of December is I'm going to offer 1,000 packages for the professional hustler. I'm going to offer 1,000 packages for the professional hustler. It can easily be a $100 package. I'm letting it go for just $40. You're getting 5 e-books written by the professional hustlers from Hustle University. This is what we use. It's unbeatable. It'll stand up against anything. And this is using the guerrilla tactics that everyone is using right now, but it's in language that you can speak and understand. You know, a lot of people are intimidated by very long books or things like that. I say for the Christmas holidays, get a gift and give a gift that keeps on giving. I have a young sister who's thinking about becoming one of my apprentices, and she said she went back to digging in her crate, and she found the Hustler's Ten Commandments, and she found the Hustler's Gospel, and she was like, wow, I haven't even been using these. And I was like, well, how's your finances? She was like, they suck. I said, because you ain't using your tools. And so that's why I am going to be on the cruise talking about using your tools, using numerology, using astrology, using the Hustler's Ten Commandments. You know, how do you know when to hustle and when's the best time of the year to hustle for you? When's the best time of the year for you to fall back and get into your spirituality? You have to understand the rubber band has two functions. It's going back, it's very loose, and then it's very tight. It can't be tight all the time, and it can't be loose all the time. You have to understand when you want to maximize. It's just like making love to a woman. Sometimes she wants you to move a little faster. Sometimes she wants you to slow it down. When you look at the stock market, man, these people are making money going up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding timing, being in the right place at the right time is super, super, super critical about, and that's just what I really want to share with people so much, and I'm just crazy excited. I got to write this drawing down because I want to just make sure, I mean, now I'm going to be on some new ideas because it seems like I learn a new technique every 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm.
So by the time you talk about 6 months from now, boy, oh, man, I don't even know where I'm going to be at. I mean, well, if I take Lloyd's class in January, which I plan on,
mm-hmm.
plus mixing the cosmophysics, plus mixing that with what I got from Sister Myra with the Royal God family, I could easily come in and do the whole Royal God family seminar and just drop it on this day.
Mm-hmm.
You understand, man, like, once you understand how astrology teaches you about the Royal God family and your role in it and how to identify your particular life mission according to the Royal God family, are you in a prince lifetime? Are you in the queen mother lifetime? Are you in the king lifetime? Or are you in the prince's lifetime?
Mm.
And even as a man, you could be in the queen mother, which is magical. Even as a woman, you could be in the king, in the king section this particular lifetime. So, and which means rulership, which means self-employment, which means your own boss, which means freedom and independence, things that everyone wants and aspires to. So I am looking forward to just being on there, smelling that salt water. The Tai Chi is going to be off the meter. I ain't even I'm lighting up the kundalini. You ain't going to be able to put them in your back pocket because it's going to catch fire. Stay there right now. Your thing in your back pocket, you're going to have to wear one. All you ladies are going to have to wear the knife. The back is going to have to be out in your dress. You're going to have to wear the back out. You ain't going to be able to put no T-shirt on or nothing that's closing the back up. I'm burning holes in the back of your shirt, so don't say I didn't tell you. You're going to have to put on a baby suit, or you're going to have one of those sundresses with a back or something with the sleeves off or something, because I'm going to have it cooking up in that dress.
Wow.
Plain and simple. Yeah.
Wow. So, and I'm not often without words, but wow. Just wow. Yeah, just wow. That's all I got. Yeah.
Well, I want you to wow before we get up out of here. Can you tell them what number they need to call to get in contact with you to put that deposit down? When is that special over? And what's the website they can also get more information?
Absolutely. It's best. I'm working the whole time during this quote-unquote holiday time period. So don't. If you've got $50 on the planet Earth, go ahead and give me a call. I'll give you the direct number, 888-636-5222, 888-636-5222. The deposit is only $50. That will go ahead and lock in your spot. We have, if you go ahead and do your deposit now, you don't have another payment due until January 20th. So you got a whole 6, almost 8 weeks to get your next payment in. So go ahead and attract that money to you because that money is looking for you. It's trying to chase you down. So call me, 888-636-5222. The deposit is only $50. We are leaving on Sunday. We are doing 2 back-to-back cruises with 2 large groups. We're doing one with Delbert Blair, the Rosseki cruise with Mukhajar and Nia Ya, and Delbert Blair will be on there. And then right behind it, Chief Lateva, who is one of my best friends, she is actually doing the Black Empowerment Cruise right after that. I will be on both of those crews, but I will be working the whole time. So if you call the 888 number, it's going to still reach me. If I'm out on the seas, it'll go to my voicemail. As soon as we get to an island, I'll call you back. You are more than welcome to text me at 404-401-7448, 404-401-7448. I do work 24/7, so So literally, as soon as the money is in your hand, you call me. If it's 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to go ahead and answer that call. That's just what's going on. We work 24 hours a day. There's a representative always available to answer the phone. Also, feel free to email me. That's going to be the very best way between December 1st and December 12th while we're at sea at Honor, H-O-N-O-R, and A-N-D, Glory, G-L-O-R-Y, Travel, T-R-A-V-E-L, at gmail.com, Honor and Glory Travel at gmail.com, all spelled out. And if you email me, I will get you taken care of. So once again, call me, 888-636-5222, working all day long tomorrow, all day long Friday, all day long Saturday, getting on the road to drive from Atlanta to Florida on Sunday. If you need to call me, I can pull over to the side of the road and take your deposit and get you taken care of. We are anticipating no less than 500 people on this cruise. It's going to get bananas. Now, what you need to understand is the prices you see on the flyer are good through December 13th. December 13th is the cutoff date, okay? They've allowed us to hold a certain number of cabins. So if those cabins sell out before December 13th, you may be short like a midget. Don't be one of the people that wait until December 13th and then you sitting there looking at us like we're crazy. Because if other people jump on the opportunity and, you know, you got to go buy a pork chop instead of going ahead and putting your $50 deposit down, it's a matter of priorities. If you want to lock that price in, go ahead and give me a call. I see people are trying to call me right now. I'm on the show. So as soon as the show is over, go ahead and give me a call back, and then I'll be able to take your deposits. So I'm going to give you the three methods one more time. 888-636-5222. 888-636-5222. You can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A representative will answer the phone, will take your deposit, will go ahead and get you reserved so that you know that that is locked in. Cruises are based on double occupancy, which is two human beings in a cabin. If you don't already have a roommate, we can look at your astrological signs, we can look at the numbers, and find someone else who's looking for a roommate to match you with. You'll also have the opportunity, of course, to talk to them before we do a match to make sure that you all will be compatible. I've been doing this for 13 years, never ever had a problem with a roommate match because I'm intuitive. So I actually listen to spirit before I even consider matching people together. So don't let, oh, I ain't got a roommate, don't let that be an excuse. Don't let anything be an excuse. And please don't ever call me and tell me you don't have the money, because my question is going to be like, well, what's wrong with you? Why don't you? Why isn't money running after you? So please don't ever call me with that. Call me and tell me, Alicia, here's the first deposit. I'll have the money on the 20th of January. That's the conversation you want to have with me. Or just call me and tell me, Alicia, I can't go, but I want to sponsor somebody else to go. Here's the full payment for one person. And then we'll go ahead and fill in the blanks from there. But please don't call me telling me you don't have it. We do not take EBT cards. We take Visa, American Express, MasterCard, Discover, cash. We take checks. We take a little bit of everything, Western Union and MoneyGram, not EBT. It's a whole different mindset here. It is awesome, baby. Also, 404-401-7448. 404-401-7448. That is the number to text. Even while I'm at sea, you can send me a text. If we're outside of range, as soon as we get back in range, it'll come to me, and I'll be able to respond to you. I have booked thousands of cruises while I am at sea, so we always work. My team and I, when we're gone, we are still working. There is no stopping. Also, you can email me at Honor and Glory Travel at gmail.com. Honor and Glory Travel at gmail.com. Go to the following website so that you can get all the details if you need them in front of you, and that is astrology cruise by the numbers numbers.info. Astrology Cruise by the numbers.info. We're having a 20-page website designed, which is absolutely bananas. So in the interim, that will give you all the information you need. If you text me tonight, text me your email address and just put in astrology or put in Cruise by the numbers, I will send you a flyer tonight. So you can go ahead, fill out your registration information, and it's done. You don't have to worry about, well, Alicia's out at sea. No, 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 no. We can take care of you tonight. I am so hyped and excited right about now. It's going to be another go to bed at 5 o'clock, get back up at 7, and finish grinding out type day. That's just the way that we roll. So we want to get you taken care of so you can lock in that price, because the other people, the other smart children in the class, they're going to put their $50 down. So please don't be calling Coach complaining, my price went up. It sure did. And so what's the lesson in this? Take that, we make priority the things that we want. So if the new Jordans were out and they were $50, you would find $50 if you had to donate plasma in order to put that down. This is your astrological and your numerological path. This is a learning experience, something that you're able to download to your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren just from being able to learn that. So make it a priority. Whatever you got to do to get the $50, then go ahead and do it as long as it's upright, because we are righteous hustlers. We don't want you doing nothing criminal. We are righteous hustlers. We are positive hustlers. It's an honest hustle. So we're very excited. And Coach Kyrie, I appreciate you again. You continue to stand to be one of the greatest men I've ever met in my life, and I am so excited about working with you.
Well, even after all that, I'm going to fatten the pot up. Right now, Spirit just told me to fatten the pot up. You ain't even ready for what I'm getting ready to say. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is at. I'm gonna show you how thanky I am, and I'm getting ready to add to your workload.
All right, I receive it.
I charge my fee for an astrological reading is $150. Everybody who puts in a $50 deposit, I'm gonna take $50 off their reading, and they're gonna have a $50 credit towards the reading with Coach Kyrie.
Wow.
That means instead of you giving me $150 for a reading, you give Alicia $50 for your spot, and then give me $100, and then I'm gonna give you the same reading for the $100.
Wow!
Just because you're gonna be on this cruise.
Wow!
So now that means that this goes for the people that already gave you deposits. Now you got to send them an email and say, "Coach losing his mind.
Coach
is over there tripping, talking about he's going to take $50 off your reading because you believe in him and his trip." So that means we're talking about a potential 500 people that I may have to read between now and the time they get on the boat, because I want you to experience me and already have something in the tank before you even walk on the boat. I want you to come on the boat knowing what your rising sign is.
Yes.
I want you to come on the boat knowing what your spiritual destiny and your karmic past is. I want you to come on the boat knowing where your Jupiter is at, so I can have a surprise, like Gomer Pyle says, surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yes, sir.
I want you to have a surprise for y'all when y'all come on this boat. I want to get stanky with it when you get on the boat. So I just said it. It's being recorded. Alicia heard me. I'm taking $50 off my reading for anybody who puts down their deposit by December the 13th. And this means that you're saying, boom, Coach, I already put my deposit down with Alicia. Let me get that C note special. You can call it a C note special for all I care.
Love it.
Let me get that C note special. You ain't got to do it all at the same time. Because Alicia's going to come back and be like, okay, I sent the emails out to them. So you may hit me around Christmas time and be like, yo, I already did that. Let me get that for that $50 off.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be creative, I do children for half price. Let's say I just did a 2-year-old the other day, $75. But now you're going on a cruise, Now all you got to do is put another $25 with, and I'm going to read your child.
Wow.
Who do that?
Wow. Where they do that at?
Where they do that at? I'm challenging all your astrologers, challenging all your numerologists, anybody who want to match me. Come on up there. We're going to boss it up like that. Put 50 on the cruise, and then I'm taking 50 off your reading. Now
wow.
holler at me.
Wow.
What? Get the word, Alicia. Get the word.
I'm on it. I'm on it. I'm already going to be up to 5, so I'm on it.
Right.
I am on it.
I want to, now you got to send an email out saying, this person, Coach, we're on the show tonight. Coach started challenging, and he tripping. So this is what he told me to do, so I got this.
I got to do it. I'm on it.
So, yeah. I mean, I might even have to make a whole new flyer and let Cass know that's how it's going down this morning.
That's it. And see, people don't understand this doesn't happen. Because when you're dealing with people who have a greed mentality, all they're trying to do is take from you. Now, this is an opportunity for you to be invested in. We got to first learn to invest in ourselves. We will put money down on our children. We'll put money down on a quote-unquote good man. We'll put money down on a good woman. Now you need to put money down on something for yourself. Give yourself a Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever it is you celebrate, gift. Make that your gift to you. Every day I have made a determination. I give to Alicia in some way every day because I am not fit to give to anybody else if I have not first shown myself love. I don't know how to love you properly if I don't know how to love me first. And I can't teach you how to love me properly unless I show you this is how Alicia loves Alicia. So this is how I need to follow suit. That's how you start teaching people. You want to start attracting people into your life who appreciate you, who don't take you for granted. That's the way you do it, by allowing them to see you take care of you. We have always been taught about being selfish. No. Selfish has been given a negative connotation. You cannot be selfless and be able to serve other people. You have to take care of you first. Bottom line.
Point blank, period. All I can do is just co-sign on that. That's just, that it is. It is what it is. She just told y'all straight like that. She just told y'all straight like that. Y'all better come on and get with the program because it's awesome, baby.
It is.
Yeah. So look, give me what's that email address again that they can mail to you, because I'm getting ready to go ahead and send you your Illuminati Money Prosperity mixtape, so you can have some, you can just dance a little hole in the floor over there. So give me that email address and
yes,
everybody.
Yes sir. It's Honor and Glory Travel, all spelled out, at gmail.com.
Oh, man. It's a done deal. Illuminati money, baby. We ain't even playing with games, bro.
I know, that's right.
Y'all better get with the program.
And we're looking at a minimum of 500 people. I'd love to see 500 cabins. As a matter of fact, I'm calling that. I'm calling that 500 cabins, because 500 cabins will be 1,000 people that are affected. Now, if you can imagine 1,000 of us coming together on the water, can you imagine that ancestor ritual? Can you possibly conceive of what that ancestor ritual is going to look like? And we will have somebody there. We have 1,000 people. We'll have somebody there filming it without a question.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna have my camera up there all day. You ain't got any worry about it. I'm definitely going to have mine. So
that's going to be bananas. That's going to be, and then think about our ancestors as they're sitting there watching us. 1,000 of us together in the water, 1,000 of us sitting there. I want Royal Caribbean to be scratching their head. Well, my God, where are we going to put them? What are we going to do? I want that. I want to create that type of situation. Let's cause a flurry. Like, oh my, what do we do? She's coming 1,000 deep. Give thanks and praise. It shall be.
Yeah. Have some lamb. As long as they got some lamb out there on there, juggling.
Man, whatever food we, if we come in 1,000 deep, whatever food we want, they will mess around and come out and cook it, you know, cook it hibachi style for us. Like, how you want it? Where you want it? We're going to build a grill just for y'all. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then they have a beach barbecue. So if I let them know we need buffalo, we need ostrich, we need lamb at the, yeah, 1,000 deep, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll happen if they got to chase an ostrich down themselves.
I'm ready to get busy.
It's on.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's going to be gravy right here, y'all. All right, well, look, Mama, we've been on here 2 hours. Our time is up. Everybody knows what we got popping off. They know how to find us. They have all the information in the world. I'm going to let you get on doing what you got to pop off on. I still got to get in here and get some of my own primary rituals in tonight myself before I leave. I want to thank everybody for coming in tonight, listening. If I have listened to the Contometry Show, y'all don't eat too much of that other big yard bird tomorrow. And watch out for the gas and the bloating.
That's right.
Put your pineapples and your mangoes on early in the morning. And we're just going to see y'all later because...
It's awesome, baby!
Peace.
Every form has a vibration of its own. The whole existence is a vibration as far as the science is concerned, isn't it? You know this? So this vessel is a certain kind of vibration. Naturally, it's emanating a certain field around itself. Objects around you can influence you. So if this vessel can influence you, definitely the huge planets, they must be exerting some kind of influence on you.
Dude, 5580, sun was the Taurus, gave me the voice, I was born to record this, Scorpio rising, I was born to explore this, my light fell deeper, born with 12 teachers, planets are the notes, broadcasted 12 speakers, Neptune, Sagittarius, and I'm a big dreamer, Sag in the second, cash is expected, traveling the globe on cap with the message, observe that I'm cold with submerged in commotion, lunar Capricorn, I'm reserved with emotion, four pounds where the air begins, where my soul roots are buried in, plus my old dirt. In the club again, figuring my kids out, eating fish in my fifth house, I create art to pass gifts out, Aries in the six, I'm quick to serve others, Mercury and Taurus, my words are like numbers, I love to think, write so well, I'm on some other ink, Venus, Gemini, Cerruti, I'm yours truly, my words is pure beauty that rise, while the other sink, Cancer in the ninth, I'm at home when I'm learning, Saturn in the tenth, so I know I'm determined, I know I'm deserving, precise with it, maybe Mars, Jupiter, conjunct, you won't like when I'm angry, 11th house, Pluto, I change the group's thinking, Libra in the 12th relates or keep sinking, the God throws lyrics in classes, don't quit it, the path is so scripted, the masses don't get it, till they start studying their cosmophysics.
We come to understand that it is what you call planetary vibration. The sun emits energy throughout the solar system. Each planet being made up of its own substance channels that or refracts energy towards the earth. This is what gives us the currency, the energy to possess different factors. You, as the recipient of it, control it all. You can decide now to speak and use that energy to speak, or you can decide not to, for you control it. However, you don't control it to the degree whether you possess it or don't possess it. Just possess yourself of a thought. You can't even do that. You can't even stop thinking. So the energy is constantly running through the universe and through your own physical form.
The solar system, the human body, and space itself are identical in law, identical in principles, differing only in magnitudes.
6680,
sun moved to Gemini. Want to know more, you should listen. My mid-heaven moves some degrees. Same clouds in a different sky. Neptune, opposite the sun, gives a different high. High seeing moon, seeing women lie. Witness my Mars move close to the Saturn. Knowing the pattern, learn anger management. Quirby is ascended. Your mind is in the 10th compared to my independence. Mars opposite the new moon. I don't really want to fight. Mercury being Cancer. Feel like I want to write. Chiron in the 4th. Heal my mother when she saw the light. Taurus tight words I was born to recite. Now Pluto in the 9th. I'll be dreaming of death. Or the weak relationships. Or the people I left. Plus Cancer in the 6th. You can see I'm a chef. Scraped the plate to the last crumb. Eating was left. Mars now trying to my natal sun. Becoming more direct. Pumping iron confident. Gaining more respect. Working harder for myself, more assertive, yes, move to the beat in my head. Believe what I said, Uranus in the first, for the freedom I led. The radio in the head of Elijah M. called Jupiter. When it's time to win, seen the stars move up above, can't deny that spin. Mercury's involved, couldn't find a pen fast enough. It's the vibration of the planets that's attracting us. Tropical Sagittarius, equal house plastic, success Scorpio. With astrology, Uranus meets Pluto. If you wanna know, Kundalini light caused my soul to glow. Last to fail, dragon's tail, rabbits couldn't balance the scale. Jupiter conjunct Mars and in the battle they fail. Neptune opposed Venus, deceived by relationships. Really ain't work, just a dream I was laying with. On to the next moon, hoping I could rest soon. Entering the dream state, hypnotized conscious mind. Gotta wipe the clean slate, accepted by drugs, fantasy. Make the fiend shake, follow the symbology. I can see your life when you see shapes, honestly. Saturn wasn't past the night, restricted all the phony MCs to the afterlife. Gotta do the math of sight, 1 degree of day, the sun shines in the hearts of men. Need more prana in my breath, let me start again. Rectify the chart, lift the stars in my skin. High morality, hermetic degree. Make it hard to sin, war cause Mars to spin, spawn with gins. See your piece of the game contains part of the game. The moon pulls on the water, make it harder to swim. Got Pisces in the 5th, 3 stars in my fin. My face in the 10th, more publicity comes. It was there to promise me, I was sent to become. A king amongst kings, I was meant to be one. 10th legal was the sun, I'm essentially young. Mutual perception, Gemini getting the 8th found. Use it as a weapon, I eventually roam. My Venus shown, fought for the seed of my throne. And I used to draw a lot, now I leave it alone. Mercury went to Cancer, now I'm speaking at home. If you want know the rest, gotta check my fresh chart. A year was the day I did, you were headstart.
1 degree of
turning
sun equals 4 minutes of time. This ratio is what you call harmonic, which is a double science of mathematics. Because one day of shock movement reverberates throughout your life in a rhythmic pattern, and one day equals 1 year. So in other words, this is how astrologers predict things.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.